Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transformer!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Me, Obi-Blan Kenobi. Oh, wow, you are dumb. All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop. I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy.
Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that statement?
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Everybody, welcome to episode 312 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. There. All right, we are back. I am Lord Stephen Bisciotti. With me today are the two best co-hosts a host could have. Jeremy DeWitt is here. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hello. Steven, thank you for having me on this glorious Sunday morning.
You know, I only have the best.
I appreciate you and Pete and Cody and Travis, even though he could not show up.
Travis is dead to me today.
The camera can actually see me. I'm not that upset that he's gone.
Wow, the camera can see me real well today. Yeah. What'd you do, Cody? Change the angle?
Skinny?
Huh?
I said, look at you, skinny.
Who?
Pete.
Oh, Pete, yeah.
I'm down a little bit. Thank you for noticing.
Looks hot.
Thank you. So, I mean, it's medical. It's not just me.
That's the best kind.
It just goes to show, if you make poor enough choices, eventually science will help you do shit the easy way.
Or if you have bad genes or odd genes, like right now, I'm losing veins in my leg. Well, actually, they're not removing them, but they're destroying them.
Oh, you got some varicose veins going on?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
I got a couple of bulgers in the old left calf.
Yeah, apparently. I was like, is it because I'm fat? And they're like, not at all. I'm like, no. All right, well, what? Hereditary, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, my grandpa, he was a skinny motherfucker, and he had a shit ton of those in his leg.
Vims.
So
this is like a surgery or something?
It's a procedure.
A procedure, yes. Right. It's super short. Like, but it's got to go, the actual, like, each procedure is pretty short, so I got to do it like 8 times. So in the next 2 months, I got to go every single week.
What is the danger? Like, is it just because they're so close to the surface, they're afraid of them getting nicked and bleeding? Like,
no,
I don't...
Like, there could be... So mine specifically, I guess the diameter of most of, like, the bigger veins or whatever are supposed to be, like, somewhere around 3 millimeters or something, and mine are between 4 and 8.
Okay, so they're enlarged.
They're enlarged, okay. And they're saying, like, blood clots could happen, and it has a hard time for the blood to flow correctly, and... Either they're just bullshitting me and wanting my money.
But. I know numerous people. Like, my mother-in-law had to have procedures for and I know a lot of people have had them done.
Yeah.
So I get the procedure, but I've never actually asked the question as to why, what makes them potentially dangerous.
Yeah, it causes, you know, obviously it looks funky, but it causes discoloration a little bit too.
Yeah.
So that would
I thought they were painful.
Like,
they can be
for sure. They can be annoying. Right. I think some of my, like, bloated legness is from that, so hopefully this will all help. They just so they do an ultrasound of your leg, which is funky, It's so gooey. And
gooey they, like a vagina.
Yeah, it's gooey. They like, you know, numb it with a few needle pricks, which you don't really feel. And then, yeah, they put like a catheter thingy up in there. And then they just like put some liquid in there that fucks it all up. Like it heats it or some bullshit. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just there.
Cauterizes it.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it like shrinks down and basically blood finds a way. So, yeah, fun.
They did a bunch of, like with my mother-in-law, she was laid up for a couple of days, yeah. Like feet elevated. Because I think they just went and did them all at one time mm-hmm. as opposed to, you know, in segments. But, you know, so, well, good. I'm glad you're getting rid of those. Yeah, I was like, embarrassed when we were in shorts together to be around you, so I'm glad you're getting that taken care of.
Oh no! Now, see, what sucks is like they're like, hey, you know, compression socks, right? I'm like, yeah. They're like, get comfortable with them, bitches, because basically I'm stuck with them now.
Jeremy's rocking the Ted hose.
Yeah. So well, looks like it's jeans from here on out. But once I did post something about that, Big Greg texted me and he's like, fuck yeah, bro. Like fist bump, like he's got it too. So,
but he's 9 foot tall though, so he actually wears two on each leg just to get full coverage. Yeah.
For that mic, yeah. You can't plug it in.
Well, we can unplug this one. Oh, I see. And we could plug him in what? Since Trav's not here.
Oh yeah, we could do that. Yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
I don't know which one to unplug.
Are we figuring this out?
Yeah, we're doing it.
We're doing some, you know.
We're gonna get Cody on mic today, guys.
We're gonna get the Codester on the mic.
I like to say Code Man, like from Step by Step. You know, the weirdo, the weirdo that was always in the van in the driveway.
Yeah, he was so cool, and then he was like supposedly he's like to punch.
I lack apparently the grip strength to remove that.
Uh oh. All right.
Oh, I didn't. I would. Yeah, no. Shut up, Peter. You're a stupid idiot. You're a stupid idiot. Nobody loves you.
All right, so...
He said it. We were thinking it.
Corn Boy's checking in.
Nice to see you, buddy. We saw you. Saw pictures of you out and about.
Yeah.
We liked it.
I mean, it wasn't at MesquiteCon, but that's no big deal, I guess. So, no, in all seriousness, I will say...
It's good to see him out in public,
It was good to see that, but did you guys see the frickin' Corn Boy love over social media?
Yeah.
It was just post after post after post just being, hey, glad you're on the mend and, you know, love to see you out and about. Love to see that smile on the face looking good, Corn Boy.
Corn Boy, how is it being able to walk around without a belt this weekend? Just got a raging one all weekend. Mm-hmm. These people love me.
Travis, no, that was super cool.
Travis checking in.
Thanks, Travis. Thanks for being here.
I'll give Cody a mic. Did you say that before or after? We did that.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Then a super chat.
Oh boy!
You know what? You just keep giving us money, Curtis.
Welcome to the "My Wife Is Going to Kill Me" podcast, the show where we talk about the number one reason our wives want to kill us because we nonstop talk about our old man ailments.
Well, as long as I'm not telling a story. Everybody's happy, right?
Yeah.
As long as I'm not.
Cornboy says ToyCon New Jersey's 7 minutes away from his house. So the scary part about that is one of these absolute Mythic Legions nerds is now going to extrapolate the exact drive time. They're going to find out where you live, and you're going to have some crazy motherfucker on your porch, Cornboy. So I'll see you in a little bit.
Well, a lot's happened since we've sat down.
A lot.
We've had a MesquiteCon.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a Midwest Mythical meetup.
That was fun.
We've had.
I heard.
Fucking. I don't know how you missed that. Like I know.
So after we got done setting up, it was us and like Deanna and Gavin, and then Matt and Rachel, and we're all like, we're fucking hungry. Like, let's go grab some food, and that took fucking forever. Right. So I was able to stop in there for a second, be like, we'll be back after the food, but I didn't know it was gonna be like such a big deal. Like the way it was explained to me was like, we got a room, we're gonna have some beers. So I was like, all right, I'll show up and we'll have some beers after I eat. And no, this shit happened. Continue.
Pete?
Yeah. So the Midwest Mythical meetup was a ton of fun. So many great sponsors. Our title sponsor, Wolf King Customs, of course, Len LaGuardia. I commissioned Steve. Well, technically, I didn't commission Steve yet because I think you have to pay. I asked Steve, and Steve did it. Once I pay him, I believe it's called commissioned. So, and sculpted not one but two different kick-ass skeleton heads. And Len at Wolf King Customs, as our sponsor, printed up dozens of them, and they were free giveaways to the Mythical Meetup. So everybody that walked in got not one but two heads for free from Wolf King Customs,
Hey-o.
Sculpted by Steve Bisciotti. So that kind of kicked things off. Jeremy Gerard was there, as was Jim Preziosi from the Four Horsemen. Jeremy unveiled 11 pages of the 10-year anniversary Mythic Legions Four Horsemen book, which was super cool. And that was the first time anybody got to see it. And I was so pumped that they were willing to do that for our event.
And we're in the book.
And we are in
yeah,
the book.
Buddy.
And which again is just super cool. The room was full. The room was the perfect size for that group. It was yeah. It was nice and full. Lots of smiles, lots of laughs. We did some mythical meetup badges. You know, so everybody kind of had a little souvenir on top of the heads. And there was a ton of giveaways. Maverick Salvagin gave away a custom. Maynard Searing gave away a custom. We had a ton of figures that we had set aside and hand packs and different things from the Four Horsemen that we gave away. Carver Customs gave away one of their Charbots and accessories and a staff. Dang Studios, Dusty Staniford gave away five the Cabal Creations coloring books.
Ooh, let's show everybody a picture.
Oh, yes. This Dusty did this. For us, obviously, kind of a spinoff of the Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen, the four figures, and then, of course, Cody Cat there at the bottom. So we have this for the studio. There's a second one. I don't know which one of you sons of bitches stole it because there was two that were framed. And then each one of us got a smaller print for us, which was super cool. What else was on that? What else was on that table? Am I missing anything?
I don't know.
If I missed you, I apologize. It was setup night, and then I was an hour late getting in there because of setup. If there was something else that we gave away that you guys had donated, I apologize. There's no ill will. There was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a fountain. Yes, thank you. Drunk Gizmo Customs, Alexander Deshaw, gave us a kick-ass fountain to give away.
Capes from
Darla Ackerman through Curtis. Yep, there was a couple of capes. Mm-hmm. And the capes, too, and part of my thanks UPS guy is I got a badass cape from Darla through Curtis.
Yeah.
And they come with these awesome nipple pasties of Curtis's face. I slapped these on the old lady last night and took her to Pound Town. So yeah, that was pretty
gonna
cool.
Honk yourself at Curtis.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah,
Euro Legions package.
Hell yes, a couple of T-shirts, couple of figures, some stuff painted up. They had a couple of great things on there as well. Thank you for that. Whoever posted it,
that was Trevor.
Thank you, Trevor. Damaged figures from Trav.
Is that a thing?
Well, because a couple of the boxes had bad corners.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, and that's, speaking to Trevor, I mean, some of the people that came out, we already mentioned Dusty and Maverick and Carver and Jesse and Curtis were running the Wolf King booth and had some of their stuff. Frank and Annalira were there. And
found out Frank likes dogs probably as much as Steve.
Really?
So
there was they have an adorable puppy, and we were sharing puppy photos and what have you.
That's the dog he loves.
Yeah,
or the dog loves him.
Carver Customs, Brian and Stacy Lynn, of course. Stacy was there as well. That corner kind of got built up fun. Eric Miller was in mm-hmm. the mix back there. I will say, we've seen Eric Miller, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eric Miller's stuff is it's just next level, and it has been since the day he's been showing it. So while I'm not necessarily surprised by his work anymore, I'm still always thoroughly impressed.
Blown
right?
away. Yeah.
Absolutely blown away. Last year at MesquiteCon, Frank Lira rolls up and he goes, hey, man, I painted the shield for you. Oh, that's really cool. He was getting into customizing. You want to talk about being blown away, being surprised?
What the fuck?
He had a whole freaking setup, custom. I mean, just knocked it out of the park, and I could not believe how far he's come in just a year. Stuff was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, big shout out to him. And but yeah, there was a lot of people that came kind of from all over, and some people weren't able to make it. Noah Pratt wanted to be there. He wasn't able to make it.
Next year.
Yep. David Williams was trying to make it from Arizona.
Next year.
So. And again, there's no way to thank. I mean, shit, Mal, all the way from the UK, you know, showed
we had
up.
Had some fun hanging with Mal.
And of course, we mentioned, you know, Jeremy Girard and Jim Preziosi, and it just the hits just kept on coming. It was a great weekend. The Legion's Lair guys, of course, Nate Strong, the other half of Legion's Lounge, you know, and it's funny too because I think about. Legion's Lounge. I think about Trevor. Oh, hey, Legion's Lounge. I don't think about Nate. Oh, yeah, Legion's Lounge was coming because Nate was a friend. You know, we were hanging out and socially and partying with him before that. So Nate Strong in my mind is just he's a friend that
Nate's
does
coming
this,
because
you know?
He's our friend,
right? You know what I mean? And but that's what's cool. You know, like I said, but you know, meeting all these other guys, that's why they're coming now too. You know, and yeah, maybe it started because they were part of this podcast, but now they come to socialize and be friends. And you know, Michael Casper and Brad Jones. Of course, you know, we're there.
I hung out with Brad a lot. Yeah. Like, it was, I actually hung out with most of those people because we had the after parties out in the lounge and getting kind of drunk and just laughing our asses off. I got to spend some time actually talking with Jeremy Girard for a while, which I don't really ever get to do.
Right.
So that was pretty fun.
I had Jeremy at my house. took him home.
Took him to see the salt pile.
Showed him around. Had a guy from Four Horsemen Studios just hanging out in my house. Pretty cool.
That's a huge brag in this circle. In any other circle you go into, they're like, look at this fucking loser.
He was zip-tied, but...
Right. Oh, I did try to fart on Maverick, didn't I? Those were thick. I'm sorry. I remember I had to stop a random guy and go, just stop. He's like, whoa. He's headed to the bathroom, and I'm like... I said, I farted, and it's really bad. He's like, oh, I don't care. I got to go. So he went right through it.
He went right through.
Yeah, it was rough, though. Yeah.
Maverick paid for the damn
first
50 people.
Yeah.
We said it before, but it needs recognition again.
Hell yes. Mm-hmm. And then Frank Lira dropped a donation on top of what Maverick did to get people in to go towards the pretzel bar and whatnot as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So... Yeah, it was it's a great group of like-minded people. There were Legions fans that I had interacted with out on the interwebs that were actually there in person, which was super cool. And a couple of youngsters, there was two kids in the crowd under the age of 10, and they both freaking walked out with an armful of swag. It was nice that we could kind of target them a little bit, and they were on cloud nine, man.
What sucks, it's kind of cool, but it also kind of sucks, is so Seabolt went there that day. Seabolt, another one of my old friends from God, we've known each other since kindergarten. But anyway, so he hasn't really been into Legions. Well, he picked one up there.
Of course he did.
And then he saw this other one. And then he went, oh. And then he came over to pick up, because he had me pick up the gin. I forget his name. But
gin.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. I picked that dude
up. Calazar?
What?
Calazar.
Oh, he does have a name. That's right. Okay.
I believed you.
I believed
you. I have the figure. I believed you.
I believe.
So anyway, so like I grabbed that for him, and he came over the following day, you know, picked that up, and I go, well, you want to, you know, see what I got? You know, I just got a small display, but let's check it out. And he comes over, I've probably got 40 figures or whatever, and he's just like, oh, God, oh, what's that vampire guy? Blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, like all week, every fucking day, like, oh man, I need to get a hold of Travis because maybe he's got some stuff that I can get and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah.
Hey, man, you got something to do with Jesus, man?
He's fucked because I know him. He obsesses.
So Travis and I may have gotten the next generation started. My, one of my secretaries from work came to the show.
Saw
she
her.
Brought a,
the real hero in Steve's job.
She does all right. She does a good job. She helps. She helps out good. So she's got, I don't know what the relation of this kid is to her, but she's, it's a young, it's, I don't know if it's a nephew or if it's a, what it is, but she's has this 10, 11, 12, 11 year old boy with her and he wants a knight figure. Okay.
Okay.
Now that was before he came. He wanted a knight, not because of legions. He did. He wasn't aware.
He was just, he was looking for an action figure that was a knight.
Yes. Okay. They end up stumbling upon the Mythic Legions booth. He sees the Valiant Knight. I mean, you know, is sitting right there. And she had told him she would buy him one thing there, and that's what she bought him. So then Travis goes over and gives him a skeleton builder.
Skeleton builder?
I think. He gives him one of the... Yeah, I think it's one of the Deluxe Legion Builder skeletons. Oh. Gives him that. Kid's overjoyed, blah, blah, blah.
Only the first hit's free, kid.
Uh-huh. So then I go to work the next day, and I'm talking to Shannon at work, and she goes, he loves those figures. He keeps playing with them, and he's over the moon. And so all he talks about is Mythic Legions. She goes, but he says he wanted to know if there's, like, a story behind these guys. And I'm like,
oh, shit.
Go to sourcehorseman.com, and there's a ton of characters on there with bios and everything else, and he can get lost for days in lore and everything else about these characters. Now, I don't know who his parents are, but they're fucked.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
I mean, a kid that age getting exposed to a toy like that, I explained that to her. I'm like, you know, this is an adult. It's not just for adults. It's great for kids. Kids can play with them.
Right, but
you're not getting a $9 figure off
the
shelf at Walmart.
You're not in the adult price, or you're not in the children's price range.
No.
But, you know, hey.
Could you imagine when you were fucking 10 years old or whatever and getting toys with that type of detail and articulation and shit?
I can't wait for this 11-year-old kid to be posting where his fucking shipping notice is on the Cabal. My aunt said she ordered it, but she hasn't got a shipping notice yet. Anybody getting anything?
Start them bitching young.
Super chat.
Carver Customs, man. So Brian, and of course his better half, Stacy. Thanks again for the invite to be a part of MesquiteCon. Can't wait to do it again next year. Absolutely awesome. It was so, first and foremost, it was just great hanging out with you guys and seeing you guys. And then on top of that, you had some cool ass stuff to share with the world. And then on top of that, you became a vendor for me. Then on top of that, you were one of the donators for the Mythical Meetup, and the list goes on and on. It was we were so happy to see you guys. So yes, next year for sure.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Side note, since I was talking about old Seabolt, he was on a podcast last night. I've never heard of this. You're a Star Wars guy?
Yeah, talking Star Wars or something.
Yeah, I saw it. Did see it.
Did you?
I didn't see the podcast. I saw an ad or something for it.
The Force is with Jesse, I believe is who the guy is called. I think he's from Australia.
Okay.
So, yeah, apparently Seabolt was on the episode last
night. Your buddy's
He's begging to come on our show. He wants to talk about Mythic fucking Legions, and I won't be on that episode, you guys.
He's my best friend since kindergarten. I don't want to be anywhere near him. So.
So, yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully
it was good.
I still laugh at all the people that are interested in being on the show. I shouldn't say I laugh at them. I laugh because we never in a million years did I ever think that people were going to be like, hey, man, can I be on the show? Sure, yeah. If you want to sit around with us dumbasses on a Sunday morning, that's fine.
I thought it was fun bringing Trevor and Mal in here because, you know, Trevor walks in and he's just looking around like that look where somebody has, they've seen something on TV. I know we're not on TV, but it's like that where you've seen something and you come
in
here
see the set.
Yeah, yeah, and you come in here and he's like, it's smaller than it looks on the thing.
It's
and
small as fuck.
Well,
there's like a door. Like, yeah, if you look at the picture, though, there's like a door. It looks like this big fucking place.
It looks like the background is... Actually, I'm looking at it right now, you guys are seeing. It looks like the background is farther away from Pete than it is.
And wider.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but, you know, it's right fucking there.
And I'm pretty sure, too, you know, Trevor walks in and he's like, he looks at all this and he goes, how does this motherfucker have so much money, but he won't turn the fucking heat on in the podcast studio? This is cold as shit in
here. It's really cold.
I mean, my feet hurt. It's
His
so cold.
His basement's always cold because it's got like the laminate floor right. and all that shit, but like
I like it to be cooler, yes.
Yeah, Cody's
but it's,
still wearing his jacket.
Yeah, it's cold. Cody's literally growing his hair out because of the podcasting. He's like, I gotta
beard, yeah.
I gotta stay warm.
LaCroix. So. I don't usually choose LaCroix. It's not bad. It's fuzzy water. So, but yeah, it's not too shabby.
Jesse, we will make that happen. The next time you're in Michigan, we will make sure. Even if we got to record on an off night, we'll get you on the show. You and your people have had us on numerous platforms, numerous times.
I didn't
and
get to spend much time with him at all, and it bums me out. I mean, there's a bunch of people like that. It was just like in passing, like, hey, right.
Jesse's in the zone, man.
Yeah.
Jesse,
yeah.
When he's setting his shit up and everything, he's all business.
He's dialed in, man. Dialed in. What was great, so one of the guys that I play D&D with came out with his wife and daughter, and they're walking the show, and I introduced them to Jesse because they're both DMs. And I'm sorry, Dungeon Masters. They both run, games and campaigns. And they were talking. They got talking character creation, and it was so cool to see two people that are obviously creatively brilliant discussing D&D characters and different things from story arcs and campaigns that they have done. It was a really cool moment, and that was one of the few times I really got to talk really in depth with Jesse. But yeah, they. Watching him set that booth up, you're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
He's got, I mean, he's just, it's
there,
cool, man.
I was sitting right next to him, and I wanted to make sure he didn't miss the lunch order. I'm like, hey, Jesse, just so you know, the lunch orders. He's like, Steve, I'm setting this up. Don't fuck with me.
There is no way he said that. None.
And I'm like, okay.
I would believe the Pope.
I did stroke his hair.
I would believe that the Pope, that you were in Vatican City and the Pope called your wife a whore before I would believe Jesse said that. So.
I wonder if she'd be into that.
being called a whore by the Pope?
You never know. People are into things.
How was MuskegonCon?
It was good. Good. It was pretty steady all day. A ton of happy vendors. I didn't hear of any unhappy vendors. I did hear numerous vendors want it to be 2 days next year, and I'm like, that's easy for you to say,
yeah,
because
yeah.
You're not footing the bill for that incredibly expensive building. And I'm gonna be honest, I love MuskegonCon, and it's mine. But in the reality of it is, it's I don't think it's physically big enough to warrant 2 days.
Not yet anyway, I don't think.
You know, and the advantage would be like, hey, there's 1,000 people that wanted to be there on Saturday that had to work and couldn't be there, and they would come on Sunday. Right. Okay. And if the vendors wanted to be 2 days, that's totally fine. But are you going to be fine when I charge you double for your booth?
Right.
And they're going to be like, wait a minute. I didn't sign on for that. I wanted to spend the same amount of money and get double the exposure to try to make double the sales. Oh, you did you? Okay, then.
That part.
Yep. So no, it was good. The planning phase was a clusterfuck wrapped in a shit show set into a dumpster fire, because of who I am as a person.
We all agree with that.
It all came together. Don't get me wrong. It's just it fell short
always
of the glory.
Up.
You know, it all came together. And
falls upstairs.
Yep. There's definitely a list of stuff to do. I've already started to put together a street team and to help out with some things. And I've already talked to Jeremy about promotion. He's got the talent and the drive, and you know, utilizing him better moving forward. I've already spoken with the venue about trying to book earlier. Did not go anywhere. I talked to the venue about bringing food vendors back. I got shot down on that as well.
So
they are
stupid.
Not the easiest place to work with. But that is now the people like Erica, who is my contact, was a saint and is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But she is handcuffed by corporate structure and rules. And so, but yeah, so, geographically, I mean, it's as big as it can be, and we're going to have to start expanding back into the old MuskegonCon if we want to get bigger. But in order to do that, we've all been to shows that have two rooms, and you have got to be on point when it comes to signage, and you've got to get maps out publicly to everybody beforehand.
Yeah.
Don't forget, there's two separate rooms. They're only 100 feet apart.
And
but
people
for,
are going to forget.
Right.
They're not going to know.
And
I didn't know there
right, and then those vendors are upset, and, you know, so it's... It can be done. There's a lot more that goes into the planning side, which falls back to me. So, all in all, I was happy. I have a whole list of things that I need to do better, that I want to do better. I want to bring cosplay.
Same list as last year?
No, it got bigger because I did things worse this year. So.
List of things to do better.
Yeah. So, and that's fine. Steve couldn't even manage to be there last year, so he can shit talk.
I was there
wants,
last year.
Yeah, at like before. Fucking 2 p.m.
It was the year before.
Oh, so. But at any rate, I'm happy. Not as happy as I could be. So we'll get there.
Good.
All right. Well, that's good. Well, I suppose I should just talk about some things.
Get it off your chest, Steven.
Yeah.
Get it off your
Courtney.
Sweaty
Courtney will
chest.
Find somebody new. It's not a big deal. It's probably time. She deserves better.
On a very special, my wife is going to kill me. Well, I just we've been a quartet as far as the hosting team, you know. For quite some time here, and three of the four of us have encountered the horrible disease of diabetes. And, you know, I've been spared of that for a long time. And I decided that, you know, I'm not going to let my friends go through this alone.
Thank God.
So, I intentionally contracted the disease.
You're like those people that intentionally gain 30 pounds so they can get bariatric surgery?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I was informed that I succeeded in my goal a while ago, not that long ago. And through...
You've been diabetic for 3 years. You just only went to the doctor to get diagnosed recently. Let's call a spade, Steven.
I don't think you're right. Because I'd had blood work done just over a year ago, and my A1C was fine. And I only started experiencing the thirst in the last month and a half or two. Well, that's crazy. Man.
Just can't get enough water.
Get enough water.
Can't pee enough. All the time.
Yeah. So, but I don't want anybody to worry because I contracted it. I seen what it was all about and I beat it in 3 days. It's gone. I'm no longer diabetic. I don't know what the big fuss is all about. I don't know why it was
a big deal.
Honestly, what happened to my mic?
Even your mic knows you're a fucking
liar.
The
Lord intervened.
Come on, I'm dead. Are we all dead?
Test.
I don't know. Can you guys hear us?
I can't hear you either. What happened?
Then it's your headphones.
Maybe it's the headphones.
The Lord intervened.
Hey,
can everybody at home hear?
Hello?
Somebody tell us if you can hear. It's showing the mic's happening on the iPad, but it just went out in my ears.
Hey, YouTube, can you guys hear us?
Unplug your headphones.
All sound good. Thanks, Brian.
So I'm going to take these off because apparently they don't do shit. So, I mean, here.
They're also
look,
mine.
Boom. I'm within range and have been in range for days now. Why did my sister call?
I don't know, but she's hot. Tell her I said hi.
I'm within range and I have been in. See the green? I'm in the green. I've been in the green.
Yeah.
I don't know what the big deal is. Boom. Pete's on a myriad of pills. I went home.
Myriad of pills?
You're on a myriad of pills.
I'm not. I'm on a pill. Just like you.
Oh, and a shot. Right, but I threw my shit in the garbage already. I don't need it. I'm like, they gave me the metformin. I took the metformin.
What did yours say, Pete?
What?
He's 1 point off of me.
I'm 139. Steve's 140 right now. Currently.
What does that mean?
That's our blood sugar.
Okay.
We have monitors stuck in our arms.
I have a monitor in my arm. That's how I know I've cured. I'm cured. I was up. I had an episode on Monday. Where was it? Tuesday. It was Tuesday, I think. Where my blood sugar was up to 380. It was a ridiculous number, and I had a little episode, and I ended up in an ambulance.
No way.
So
did you know about that?
What part? No, I didn't. So what part of you beating diabetes ends with you in a fucking ambulance?
380 to on Tuesday to in perfect range on Sunday. Beat it.
No. No.
It's gone.
No.
You know, with your logic, I've beaten a lot of things.
You know, my sister's calling back, so I better answer in case there's an emergency.
Yeah, just in case.
Hello?
What's up? Normally, people that have a 380 blood sugar don't actually really end up in an ambulance. Unless it's prolonged for a certain period of time.
Yeah. And, that's crazy.
That doesn't... yeah. So, I don't believe it's bullshit. And this is also where I can say that I am much more qualified to speak about ambulances because that's what I do for a living. And he pumps water out of hydrants so they don't freeze.
So, well, 380, what were you saying? I'm sorry. That was not an emergency, but... I got old parents, so when your sister calls you and then calls you back, you got to check.
Well, so that's a system that I've had with my family for years and years.
Yeah.
They call me, and if I don't answer because I'm doing something, if they need something, they call back immediately, then I step out and go, hey, what's up? I can't find my keys. Not my fucking problem. I'm at work. So, Steven, I am proud that you have your sugar in a good range.
Uh-huh.
And can I see your phone real quick? I just want to look. So... just so everybody knows what you can see this line when he says for days, that's from 12 a.m. last night till now. That's not days. It's not even a full day,
but I know,
let alone multiple days, which the ass at the end would indicate. There is.
So I don't know how to do it.
So check this out. If you go, this is what I like to look at, right? So if you go here and you go to time in ranges, you're at 87%. You're in a good range.
Mm-hmm.
13%, you're in yellow.
That was my 3 days.
So if we go to Peter's and we look at his time and ranges, he's 89 to 11. So just so you know, that's better.
That is better, than but you're on meds. I threw mine away.
To both of you.
How did you end up in an ambulance?
Yeah, right.
Because his phone alerted and he saw it was 380.
No, I didn't have this.
And
yet.
He got dizzy and he went, oh no, shit! No. And he called the ambulance. And we call it a panic attack in the EMS world.
Not so
He's
much.
Just a bitch. So there wasn't anything wrong with him. He just had a little pitter patter and oh my goodness!
Do you like, do you pass out or what?
Behind the wheel of a vehicle.
No, it happened. I'd been given the little prick your finger test. I didn't have this monitor on me at that time. And I was giving it the night before, and she's like, all right, in the morning, you got to prick your finger, and you got to log it in a book, and then do it later in the night after your biggest 2 hours after your biggest meal. So I get up in the morning with no really point of reference. This is my first time I've ever done the finger pricking thing, right? I get 380. I don't think anything of it, because that number means nothing to me. I don't even know what that means. So except
really, they don't teach you that in fire hydrant school? That's weird.
They might, but I was sleeping that day.
So he's got a 3-day certification. So
I go. But I did know. I did overhear that 140 is kind of like
standard.
Not standard, but you don't want to go much over 140. Gotcha. You know, you would like to be less. 70 to 140 is a good range. Maybe some people will say 150. It's in that area. So I'm thinking, man, you know, that's like twice as much. But I have diabetes, so it's supposed to be high, right? I wasn't that worried about a 380 number. And I was at work, but I was kind of thinking, I'm like, man, that's like twice of 140.
They do math in high school, though.
It's actually quite a bit more than twice. So I just text my buddy Jeremy, because Jeremy has been dealing with this a little longer. I'm like, hey, what's your normal number when you first got diagnosed?
As opposed to texting the guy who's dealt with it four times as long as the both of them combined, and also is licensed to treat it. No, don't ask him.
Jeremy's like, you're good.
But Jeremy's actually...
I texted Travis because I knew he went to Walgreens one time and they've got a pharmacy. So I thought, hey, Trav, what do you think about this?
But Jeremy has actually done good things to fight against it. And you've just ate Christmas cakes. So...
Fair.
Four of the 5 years that I've been diabetic, I've been just fine. The last year, yes, I fell off the wagon, but okay.
So, yep. I don't know. I watch Eat Sugar every Sunday, so.
When have you seen me eat sugar on a Sunday?
2 weeks ago.
What did we have?
Not today.
We had those little pile of those little things you had to unwrap and throw in your mouth. You were just mowing on them. I was like,
oh, that was 2 months ago.
You all are fat. Why are you getting
so fat? No. But so
you're fatter than me.
So
I've eaten a rack of ribs that weighs as much as you, Cody. Shut up.
So I tell Jeremy, or I text Jeremy. I'm like, what were your numbers? I don't know. He told me like, well, in the beginning they were like 180, 190. I think you said.
So like a little, maybe a little over 200, but yeah, it was, yeah.
And definitely. I'm like, well, so I text him back and I'm like, dude, I'm at like, I got 380 this morning. He's like, fuck. Call a doctor right now.
Yeah, I was like, I never had that high ever. I mean, that I know of.
So I call a doctor to see, because I don't know. Nurse says, we need to see you right away. I'm like, she's, go home, get your testing kit, and come in.
Because they're not sure if it's been calibrated and it was a false reading.
And I'm like, okay. So I go home and I get my testing kit. I'm on my way back to the doctor, which is totally two opposite directions. So, and I'm just about ready, and this doesn't mean going to mean anything to you guys at home, but for these guys here, I'm on M120 and I'm just about ready to get on the Cloverleaf to go north on 31. And all of a sudden,
where's your doctor?
Out at Norton on Henry at Trinity, the big Trinity building.
So then why weren't you going south on 31?
I was going south, so you're stupid.
Right. Directions doesn't happen at Heitren School either, other than lefty, loosey, righty, tighty.
So you're driving.
So I'm driving, talking to my brother. My brother had called me, talking to my brother on my phone. All of a sudden.
His brother knew a diabetic once, so he wanted to get his opinion.
I wasn't talking. He just called me. He just happened to have called me. All of a sudden, I get the fucking spins like crazy. Like, just whoop-de-whoop. I can't fucking, you know, everything. You're disoriented. I'm driving. I'm like, fuck, this ain't good. I probably should pull over. So I pulled over on the side right before the clover leaf. Takes you around.
Pulled over, but never pull out.
And I'm still on the phone with my brother, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, I just pulled over because I'm fucking dizzy. It's crazy. Is all get out. And I haven't been dizzy like that. I've had panic attacks and I get woozy, but I've never been head spins ever.
Did it feel like you were spinning, or did it feel like the room was spinning around you?
Felt like the car was spinning around me.
Okay. That's like, typically an indication of vertigo and less dizziness. So,
like you were drunk?
Like no, way worse than being
like
drunk.
Like you had an ear infection or something going on with your inner ear.
Yeah, I was just, space. And then.
At least that's what they told me at hydrant school.
And then I got weak as fuck and shaky, which could have been anxiety. I don't know.
But it could have been your sugar, too. That's the problem.
I don't know.
Those things all mimic each other half the time.
Somehow this all happens the next day after.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
This was the only day he was diabetic in his history. Because <laughs> Yeah. He fixed it after that.
Yeah.
Because he's no longer diabetic.
So.
It's all mental. It's
like, his diabetes was like my 24-hour flu.
That's not true. I was diagnosed a couple weeks earlier. But that was just the day after I had met with the nutritionist.
Gotcha.
So I knew I'd known.
What a waste of fucking time. Just look me in the face and go, hey, all that stuff you like, don't eat it anymore. Have a good day.
Yeah.
That's all I did for an hour was hear about all the shit I can't have anymore. I'm like, fuck you, fucking bad news bear.
Yeah.
So I was scared. I'll admit.
That's scary.
The example was scared. And, it freaked me out a little bit.
The example.
Freaked me out a little bit. Didn't know what to do. Didn't know if it was an anxiety attack. Didn't know if it was Jeremy really did a good job by telling me you could be in a coma. Now, I don't think that's actually true anymore. I don't think 380 is quite high enough for that. I think close. It's 500 or so.
I just Googled it.
It's over. A standard monitor, once you hit 500, just says critical high. It doesn't give you a numeric value. And typically, you have to be that for a prolonged period of time. A spike of 380 is not going to put you into diabetic ketoacidosis. It's not going to put you into seizures. It's not going to put you into a coma.
Well, and the thing that I read was like worst case scenario.
Oh, absolutely.
You could.
But
I'm like.
But that's what you live in. That's what I live in. Sure. Is we always treat the worst case scenario because you don't know. Mm-hmm. You ever feel like that driving on the goddamn road? You fucking pull over and you call 911. That's what you do. You know what I mean?
Pulling over was not an. I mean, that was common sense. Calling 911, I struggled with because I'm like, if I sit here for 10 minutes, will it go away?
Is there going to be three people on the rig to lift me on the cot? Because two ain't going to do it.
That's just mean. No. You can say whatever you want.
That's the one that got him.
Once every other week, ProMed calls for a lift assist because they can't lift somebody, and we go over there and help them.
So ambulance shows up. They were right down the road anyways.
Did you get their names?
I did not.
Okay.
Couple of women. I didn't hold it against them. I was like, hey.
What did they look like? Were they cute?
Not necessarily.
So these ugly bitches came up.
Very nice ugly bitches, though. Very nice. The cop showed up first. He comes to the window. He's like, all right, can you get up? Now, this is the weird part.
And you're on the side of US 31.
Yes.
At the River Flats?
No.
No.
I'm on the side of M120.
On the side of M120.
Right by the exit to get onto 31.
Hold on a second. Your bag's got him.
What are you doing?
Did you respond to a call of an extremely fat guy with a potential diabetic emergency on the side of M120 last week? Question mark.
They right, came. Go ahead. They came from right down the road by Meyer.
Okay.
I don't know if that matters, but so this is the weird part. This is the weirdest thing I've ever felt, though. Is the cop says, "Can you get up? Can you walk?"
Oh, I can get it up. I'm a man's man. I'm the example.
I'm like, yeah, I think I can get up.
Turns out
I think
I can walk. Dizzy from a boner.
I get out of my van.
Blood, all of his sugar-filled blood was in his cock. In fact, if I fuck you right now, you're going to get diabetes.
That's all you got to do is drink there's, off. To get
there's so much
diabetes.
Sugar in my load right now. My semen is gritty. It's so full of sugar.
Tastes good.
You what? Put, oh my so God, much! It was like a coffee with my dick.
It was like a mouthful of liquid Sour Patch Kids. Oh, so good.
Continue.
So the cop's like, the ambulance had showed up. He's like, can you get in the back of the ambulance? Like, I think so. So I get out of the van, which is a really weird feeling. I felt twice as heavy as I normally feel. I don't know what that was all about, but I was like. Whoa, I'm weak. I feel fucking weak and weird. Go up to the ambulance, get into the back of the ambulance. They do tests. They prick my finger. They look at my...
What was your sugar on their monitor?
It was 250. It went down.
Okay. Or your monitor was off.
Or my monitor could have been off, except I did do it twice that morning. I don't know. And my monitor has been on since. Because I tested the blood monitor against my arm.
Against your Freestyle Libre 3?
Yeah. So, in the back of the ambulance, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short. Then Courtney shows up at the back of the ambulance because I was on the phone with my brother when this happened. So, he called her immediately when blah, blah, blah. So, she knows where I'm at. So, she ends up showing up on the side of the road. We make a decision to... this story gets really boring now, so I'm going to just wrap it up and make a decision to get out of the back of the ambulance, jump in a car with Courtney, go to my doctor's appointment. They wouldn't see me because I was 20 minutes late.
Hey, I told you to get here. The reason I told you to get here was because of your diabetes, which just caused you to pull over and call an ambulance, but we don't have time to see you right now.
Isn't that a kick to the sugar dick?
That is a snapshot into the fucking American healthcare system and why it's so fucked.
She says, we have a 10-minute threshold. You're 20 minutes late. And Courtney got pissed.
Oh, I would have fucking lit that motherfucker up. I would have taken, oh my goodness. Steve, I'm pissed off for you right now. I'm
so
upset.
Then the doctor says, so then this is just the lady that, you know, gets you in. And she's like, well, I can't do it, and blah, blah, blah. So then Courtney says, he was just in an ambulance. His blood sugar is 380, and they said they needed to see him immediately here. And she's like, well, I'm sorry. I know those things happen, but, you know, you got to go. So then the nutritionist lady that had just seen me the night before happened to walk by, and she's like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, well, this is what's going on. And she says, you're at 380 right now? She goes, you need to tell, she tells the lady at the desk, you need to tell the doctor, email the doctor right now and tell her what his levels are. And
as opposed to walking down the fucking hallway and saying, hey, doc.
Yeah.
Right? It's the old blue-collar comedy Ron White that came over to the airplane system and they said, hey, we're having engine trouble, when he could have just turned around and said, hey, y'all, we lost some blood pressure.
This wasn't my normal doctor. My normal doctor is gone. This is the PA under him that she's communicating with, okay? And so the PA below him comes back and says, I don't have time. I'm too booked. Tell him to go to emergency.
Yeah, because that's a great use of our emergency healthcare system.
I'm not going to.
And emergency. You're
going to
sit there for 10 fucking hours.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to emergency because by now the head spins are gone and I'm feeling a little better and everything seems to be subsiding. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to the freaking emergency. That's
Which is
bullshit.
Good because that means your body's compensatory mechanisms are working. That's important.
So,
the example.
Sugar dick.
Nutritionist lady says, come back to my office. She comes back to my office. She goes, I want you to be able to see your sugar in real time. So that's when she put this monitor on my arm, set me up with this thing. She goes, I'm going to put an alarm on here. It'll go off if you get dangerous, blah, blah, blah. Just chill out and make an appointment to go see your doctor on Friday.
And don't be late.
And don't be late.
Because your health is not important if you can't be on time.
Exactly.
And if you show up to your doctor's appointments like you do the podcast, you're never going to see them again.
Super chat.
Uh-oh.
Curtis Ackerman. Steven beating diabetes in 3 days is the equivalent of Caitlyn Jenner winning Woman of the Year in her first year as a woman.
No, it isn't. It's equivalent as Germany beating Poland. Germany invaded Poland. 3 days later, they gave up. That's what I did to diabetes.
You invaded diabetes and it gave up?
We went to war. I won.
Diabetes didn't invade him. He invaded them. Yeah.
Diabetes can't handle me. So, I go home.
It's so hard.
I'm like, all right. I didn't take this dive 2 weeks ago.
To Steven's toes.
2 weeks ago.
We are at the boring part of the story.
Yeah, this has been the boring part for a while, but it's fine.
Drag it out. So this is.
You want to update us on some more varicose veins?
I'm just saying 20. Well, my story took 4 minutes. Yours is taking 30.
There's a lot more happening in my story.
Steve tells stories like he fucks. He gets right in there, and Courtney's fired up, and she's get. And then there's this 20-minute where it's just nice and easy. Yep. And then I'm gonna come, pow, and he finished, and then we move on to the next story. But he spends the majority of the time in that just stroking in and out. She's like, got her Kindle.
You guys ask a lot of questions in my stories that I answered too. So therefore, you know.
It's true. We did. Yeah. And we interjected funny things to try to make your story not suck so much ass. Which was helpful. So
continue.
That's sugar
but
dick.
But continue.
What's that? That's sugar dick. That was good.
2 weeks before, when I had been told that I was successful in contracting the disease.
Which you never told me.
I didn't want to tell anybody at first. I wasn't going to tell anybody. I was like, I will not tell people until I have this beaten down. Like a little bitch.
He's one of those guys. I don't tell anybody that I fucked up until I fixed it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, hey, by the way.
I did fuck up, but I'm already done.
I backed a car and into that tree. Curtis, I fixed it, but I did do it.
Curtis says, Steven told diabetes a story and it gave up.
His fucking pancreas is like, I'm going to produce more insulin because I can't take this shit. Just can't do it.
2 weeks prior, I didn't really take it a lot. So I didn't really make any changes. I didn't really do much. I was waiting to see what the nutritionist said, even though I kind of knew already, based on what Jeremy and others have told me. But when I ended up in the back of an ambulance with the head spins and driving and all that shit, I was like, fuck this, I'm going to beat it down. So immediately, I eradicated all carbs and sugar from my diet, and I have been kicking its ass ever since, so... the pills, they make you shit. You guys know that. The and pill.
You've heard my farts on this show.
And it's not like, hey man, you're going to need to make arrangements to use the restroom eventually. Metformin's like, yo, you best get there. But I love how, so, you know, they do a series of tests to diagnose you with diabetes. And one of those tests, and Steven only had to do one test because he's the example. They looked and they were like, holy shit, this fucker is so fat, he cannot even tuck his large-sized Apple Watch band into the hole. He's got diabetes. Yeah. So they were like, yep, he's diabetic.
They had to put two wristbands on him. It's like checking him in.
It's a telltale sign.
I'm already in the second hole. I used to be on the big hole. Boom.
Boom.
Shrinking already.
Getting in that second hole.
Yeah, you can't put it in
You can't tuck the
tank. No, I had to drill these holes because they don't make it that. This is the real hole right here. The factory hole. This is where the factory hole is. I had to drill these two holes so I can even wear
crazy.
It.
That's crazy.
Because I'm a man.
The example.
So.
All right.
So, yeah, I found it. I made changes. I stopped eating sugar. I've been basically cured. And I said, screw this metformin. My doctor told me I had to take it anyways, but I'm not listening to her, that lady that wouldn't see me because I was... She's like, and then she prescribed me another pill on Friday. And I'm like, wait, I'm already in range. Why are you prescribing? Well, this one might bottom you out. Why would I take another pill that might bottom me out when I'm in range right now? This makes no sense to me.
Because it's not about right there. It's not about that instant moment.
Mm-mm.
Diabetes is about around the clock.
Exactly. And
it's about getting into a
your A1C is an average, basically, of the whole time because your blood cells get beat up by diabetes and they replace themselves every 90 days. Therefore, if you keep your levels low through 90 days, you should have a lower A1C because those blood cells have all been replaced and haven't had a chance to get beat up. There you go. I'll just keep myself in the green. My A1C will go down like a freaking girl on my dick in 8th in 10th grade and boom, I'll be fixed.
I know where you were going with that, but
sound weird.
Somebody clip that out. Might kind of sound like
what I do.
Steven was also in 10th grade.
Yes, Steven was the same age.
That wasn't
as the girl
that wasn't a 10th grade girl recently. Okay, that
well,
was.
Yeah, I thought that they was, were. I mean, yeah. I mean, who thought?
Nobody thought that.
Just
but
when
just
I
in
was
case.
In 10th grade, you know,
yeah, fucking. Sir. Thank you,
Michael Squint's Pelodorus. If you wouldn't have been thinking, you wouldn't have thought that. So. Well, welcome to the club, Steven, and I'm proud of you that you beat it. I'm a little bit unproud that you are looking at everything with rose-colored glasses. I hope you keep taking your meds. So, what's the second pill they gave you?
I don't even know.
What's it for?
Diabetes. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't taken it.
Oh.
All right. Flush it down the toilet.
Probably should.
Doctor prescribes it. I go to the Walgreens, pick it up, pay for it, flush it right down the toilet. Flip it off as I go down and say, I already got you beat, bitch.
Fuck you.
I'm doing intermittent fasting. I haven't eaten since 8 o'clock last night.
Good for you. You're better than us all.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story. That's what I've been trying to say.
See, you should have got diabetes first, and then you could have taught all of us how to handle it.
Right.
Well, you've handled it well. Not as well as me, but you've handled it well.
Thanks.
So,
all right.
Moving on.
Talk about other fucking medical ailments. We're going to talk about toys.
We're an hour in. So what's the point now?
I think people enjoy hearing about our lives.
Oh, they do. How pathetic are their lives?
I think they enjoy watching me kick the shit out of diabetes. It's like watching Rocky IV, you know.
Which one's IV? Is that with the Russian?
Yes.
Okay.
I must break you. Yes.
If he dies, he dies.
That's what he made.
That's what diabetes says.
If you get the ambulance bill?
No. Hopefully it'll be a little cheaper because I didn't go anywhere.
About $550.
Man.
Which is the cost of an evaluation.
Whatever. All right, so.
Got toy news, Jay?
Yeah, lots of shit.
Let's do it then.
All right. I'll be back.
All right.
He's
going to
go pee right now because he's not diabetic anymore.
Not going to pee, all right? Just thirsty.
I'm going to go jack off and get rid of some of this sugar.
You want one of my fuzzy waters?
I can't do it, man. Can't do sparkling. Not for me.
Depends on what place you go. Some of them are crap.
Yeah. Sugar-free Propel. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So aspartame shit tends to fuck with my stomach a little bit.
It doesn't
have
that stuff.
I still dabble.
You
in
dabble?
Some of that.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So, we got some He-Man news, which is awesome.
Turtles of Grayskull, so.
Fucking stupid. So goddamn stupid.
It's kind of amazing. And I should have brought all those figures with me. Those are the ones that I missed today, but. So they've released some potential new, well, they will be new figures. I'm sure they're already in production, hopefully. Looks like they got a Mikey, a Shredder, a Teeler.
April as Teela?
No, April as the Sorceress.
Or Sorceress,
we have like a stealth ninja He-Man. I think that's a stealth or like a...
Looks like there's a Genghis Frog in there.
Oh, that's actually Leatherhead.
What?
So it's Leatherhead, like...
Is there individual photos or no?
Not of all of them. That's why I have that.
Oh, it is Leatherhead. That's
yeah, so Leatherhead as... yeah, that guy. I don't think it's as, but he could be like a mix with... why can't I think of his fucking name? Anyway, he's Leatherhead. Some more.
1-6 shooter. Welcome to episode 312 of My Body's Going to Kill Me.
No shit. God damn it. So yeah, we got Teela as the sorceress there.
You mean April as the sorceress?
April is the sorceress there. I am so lost about this whole thing.
It's fucking Turtles of Grey Skull.
So I guess this is kind of like
the mashup that nobody ever wanted.
They're sort of King He-Man Splinter, I guess.
Why are they so blurry?
It's a shitty picture.
It's a what?
It's a shitty picture. I don't think they've like officially released photos.
Splinter looking jacked is kind of weird.
Yeah, and that, he's kind of got like Beast Man arms going on.
Oh my god, that's bad.
We got Mikey in sort of a is that Flying Fist He-Man garb, and he's got, I don't know if that's supposed to be a wig or if he grew his hair out, because in some iterations of the Turtles they got beards. I don't know how that works. But yeah, so there you go. Any more on there? Yeah, there's your the Leatherhead.
Getting them?
Oh, I'm getting all these. Yeah. Just no way I'm not. There's some sort of maybe like a Preternia type thing. Leo?
Shadow Ninja?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dune.
Dune Leo.
Yeah.
This is Bebop and Rocksteady is like a too bad type of thing, which is
creative as hell.
Creative.
Terrible execution.
Yeah, we'll see in person, I guess. And then Casey with a whole bunch of shit thrown on him.
I can't shit on that one too awful bad because I love Casey.
He's got a
look at his jitsu fucking arms, man.
Right, he's got the jitsu hand as if it was like a hockey or like a goalie glove or something.
Yeah.
Look at his fucking biceps, man.
Yeah, it's pretty buff.
It's hard to tell with the shitty pictures, though.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, yeah, they got some new shit coming along. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we will. Moving on.
Slimer. It's a deluxe Slimer figure.
From Sideshow?
Sideshow.
Yeah, buddy. $165.
How big is he?
That's a good question. I'm sure it's written. I'm sure I took a screenshot somewhere. I have to back up in my pictures here to find it because I took this so long ago. It was like before. Yeah, here we are. Okay.
What the?
That's a thermal picture. That's another thermal picture.
What the fuck?
What happens when Jeremy gets stoned?
No, I sent you
photos.
I sent you some Beetlejuice pictures earlier, and they fucking did that too. But like then I look at my pictures and they're fine. I go to send them again and they're fucking. So I guess there you go. That's what the Predator would see,
right?
That's crazy.
Mouthful of wieners.
Yeah, yep. 22
centimeters.
22 centimeters. So about 10 inches. 8 inches.
What is that?
What's the conversion? 2.54 centimeters to 1 inch?
Sure.
I learned that in hydro.
Didn't we have an episode about that with the Stay Puft? I don't know. I think it looks pretty awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah. There's Jesus fucking Christ. I'm telling you, it was something with Messenger.
What the heck?
I swear to God. and then he's got a bunch of dicks in his mouth.
Weenus.
Yeah, wieners.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it looks great.
Yeah, it is cool.
So there you go. Wonderful. He's got a movable arm.
LED.
Yeah, lights up and everything. And it's got some... I don't know if that shit he dropped or if he's shitting on there. Pretty fun.
So what do you think?
What do I think?
Getting it?
Oh, no. I won't be paying that money.
165
for
that. Is tough, man.
I don't know, dude. I'm telling you. I wonder if there's more like that. Because the Beetlejuice, man, I couldn't. All right, there's a new one. Mezco. Yeah, they're doing Goonies.
Dang.
There you go.
Anyone? This is Mezco?
There's going to be a golf course right where we're standing.
But
Chevy Nova?
Those don't look like...
They don't look like Mezco.
No, those are like something different. Is that like a statue? What is that?
Has anyone done this before?
I have not seen this before. This is the only picture I could find. At the time that I took the picture, I did not do any more research beyond that. So I thought it was interesting. It looks like the... I mean, they look like them.
They
yeah,
look
the
like
likenesses
them.
Are good.
Yeah.
How did Corey Feldman get so weird?
I think he was just
always
weird.
He's a child
weird.
Star.
Yeah, you got...
Look at how many stuff. Child stars got weird.
Yeah,
it's
but
a
he's
fucking
like,
rough life,
really,
man.
He thinks he can sing. He thinks he can dance. He thinks he's Michael Jackson. He dresses like Michael Jackson now. It's weird.
Yeah, he's fucking
oh,
weird.
It looks like they have a shit ton more pictures if you go like on Entertainment Earth.
So they're opposable?
It says 5 points.
Oh, okay.
Assortment
five
set of
points.
Five.
Yeah, that's
they
shit.
Come in, they, so they come in separate boxes. That's $100 for all of them. So.
I could get behind this.
Ruth, baby. Baby Ruth.
Next
come with some nice accessories and whatnot. You guys can look them up. We're not going to show them to you.
Oh, put a little sexy in it.
Yeah, yep. I figured Steve would like this one.
Some toe articulation.
McFarlane Toys, Spawn and Todd McFarlane together.
How fucking narcissistic are you?
Oh, my God.
It's pretty cool.
Enough for Steven
to
love it. I
love how he's got his lanyard on.
Yes.
Is he bow-legged? I wonder if he's bow-legged in real life. That's awfully bow-legged on that figure.
Yeah. Maybe he's just got giant balls.
Maybe he rides motorcycles a lot.
Sucks.
What is he at? Why does he have a fucking wrestling microphone or a news reporter microphone?
I don't know anything about the guy other than
apparently
he
wears. He doesn't wear shoes and socks around the studio because they threw in those bare feet to.
Oh.
To
Why would he have a microphone? Does he have like a show?
I don't know.
I know he like I've seen him do like drawing tutorials and stuff, but he never has a microphone.
Pirate Spawn, where's the chains?
What is this?
Spawn.
That's Spawn, his character he created.
And Todd McFarlane as the creator. So the other figure is the guy who actually drew Spawn.
The funny part is, like, okay, so they've made Stan
and then,
Lee
of
figures.
Of course, also interviewed
sure,
Spawn
yep.
at one point.
He interviewed Spawn.
I don't think Stan Lee made his own Stan Lee figure. I
no,
think.
Somebody made a figure Stan
yeah, they're
Lee.
Like, yeah.
we didn't make our own tribute figures to sell them. The Four Horsemen made tribute figures of us.
Yes.
But we didn't make them. That's different.
Yes, and they didn't look anything like us. So
he's like interviewing Spawn. I wonder if that's from a comic book where he drew himself interviewing Spawn or something.
Oh, okay.
Could be. I don't know. I'm just guessing. I wonder why Spawn looks so different. He's no chains. He's got those swashbuckling boots. Kind of looks like a pirate Spawn.
And
what
this.
What the fuck?
I found a picture of a Dennis Nedry figure. And this is like a legit release, and these look super jacked.
Who
so
the
I just
fuck's
thought
Dennis Nedry?
Oh, from Jurassic Park.
It's Newman.
Yeah.
He was Newman.
Just the head looks like
why him. Does he look like that? He didn't look like that in Jurassic Park.
Not at all.
No, he was
like
in a Hawaiian shirt.
God, if I ever do get like muscular and jacked
that's
again.
That's what you're going to look like.
I hope my
like
head
a fucking microphone.
I hope my head doesn't stay exactly the same.
You're going to look like a fucking Tootsie Pop.
So it's a it's called the Jurassic World Dennis Nedry 93 Classic Collection Track and Chase Pack. And that's just his figure. And he's jacked.
Fuck. Yeah, he doesn't look anything like that. He looks the exact same in everything that he does. He literally plays a fat mailman everywhere.
See, they have other figures of him where he's, well, not as fat, but he's fat. Like that. No, this is the Jurassic World 93 Classic Collection.
Yeah, that's
isn't that great?
That's an easy pass for me.
I kind of want it just because he's fucking, it's ridiculous. We got some, so there's some Origins figures coming this year. Of course, they're yay. Not in the store anymore. They're all online.
Oh, they're not pegging them anymore, huh?
Not these ones, These ones don't get pegged. Rock On just was released the other day. Actually, I got him. We have Cyclone, which it was literally like Friday, I think they put him up for sale. Then they've shown
Night Stalker,
which we haven't seen yet. Extendar. Looks kind of like an ape right there.
His arms are extended, but the rest of him isn't.
Yeah.
I wonder what.
That's and then Geldor.
Oh, Geldor.
Yeah, they're doing him in
White Mr. T.
Origins.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think he's actually a black man, but he's just of the lighter shade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, white. When you said white, I for some reason.
Well, he's got the white
hair. I looked at his
hair. Oh no, I'm sorry. I meant Caucasian.
No, he's a black guy. He always has been.
Yeah.
Well, that is not a great representation of that then.
And I agree.
Demo Man.
Oh yeah, Demo Man. That's one of my favorites.
He came out in classics, and
I knew that.
Now they're putting him back out.
But
he comes with a Skeletor.
He is based
head.
On a Mark Taylor sketch.
Yeah, he was essentially the origin of Skeletor somehow.
That turned into Skeletor at some point.
So, for Eternia.
That's the site I took the picture from. And then we also saw like a new Horde trooper there.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Which I've always thought were kind of fun.
Horde troopers are cool.
You know?
Cool look. And they've been, doing different variations of them lately, too, which is fun. Different colors. And I like that. I still see no Fearless Photog yet, though. They're showing all these characters, and that one definitely needs to be made. This is interesting, though. He does the Masterverse Horde Trooper here. It comes with, like, a alien-looking, like, head. And as far as I've known, they've always been robots.
Yeah.
Robots.
They were robots, but...
How was somebody's head supposed to fit in here? These are supposed to be suits.
I don't know. He-Man put
drawn
the suit
better.
On. He-Man, in sort of Secret of the Sword, he put a suit on.
Well, yeah, but that was someone...
Oh, Jesus, go back to fucking diabetes.
That was someone... Like taking the armor and putting it on.
Yeah, but shouldn't it have been full of wires and shit? Did He-Man clean it out?
That
take
would
that
be logic, and this was a cartoon. Or maybe he just found the shell somewhere. No, he didn't. He attacked the guy. Anyway, so yeah, there's a head. I don't know if that's something that's been shown before or not, because I don't know things.
Maybe it's a commander that's leading the robots. He's a real guy, and he's just wearing the armor.
Brilliant. I love it.
Maybe it's Hordak. I can't even see very good.
Maybe. So, I don't know. Kind of fun. We got the cartoon collection Adam and Cringer.
That's interesting. I like that Cringer. Now, that's a proper Cringer, and I like it.
I think so, too. I like him. He's a little smaller than the old Battle Cat. Of course, I don't know if they're going to... I guess they'd have to put out a classic cartoon collection Battle Cat, too, now.
Yeah, another, I mean, what other choice?
Another fucking Battle Cat. looks good.
You getting it?
Oh yeah, I'll get that.
I would like that
eventually.
You get both figures, or is that him just put next to the?
No, just seen pictures.
All right.
If they said stuff, they had some Mattel creation stuff, and people watched the videos. I did not.
Okay.
So I just took.
All right.
Yeah. Android Krang, letting you know there's low stock on this big bad boy. $85 for this.
How
beautiful
big?
11 inches.
How many centimeters is that?
Yep.
28. We can probably text Travis. And
Travis is good with math. Yeah. Conversion rates. It's kind of his thing.
This is their way of somehow getting away with it, because he's got the take off the plate on the front of him deal, which the vintage figure never had. Somehow, if they do this, I guess they can make them. I don't. There's some weird rights things.
Licensing
going
shit.
On. Yeah.
Dude,
pretty cool.
Nickelodeon just made me think of that documentary that's out of that guy from Head of the Class that was messing around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, that documentary is fucking brutal.
I saw one episode of it. And, yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It seems pretty good. I mean, a good documentary.
Right.
No. Yeah. I guess I didn't take the pictures, but their Playmates is going to be throwing out some like Origins type Ninja Turtle figures as well. They're not called Origins, but they're essentially putting out the old molds with much more articulation. I think that guy looks freaking great. I saw somebody did a it's a like an indie toy company. They did like a 33-inch version of this. It's
oh, really?
Fucking beautiful. Super Cyborg Krang. Buy it before he's gone. There you go.
Whoa.
Next. What is this?
This is
That's
the Legend
expensive.
Of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom Figma number 626-DX Link Deluxe Edition. There's two different versions of this figure. One comes with a whole bunch of extra shit, and one does not. But they are both from Tears of the Kingdom. I think I have to have this guy.
You better get it.
For $150 though?
But
that doesn't like you.
The other version is like 70 or 80 or something like that.
Okay, so the...
Without all the stuff.
Well,
so,
what are you missing out on, though?
Well, that I'm going to show you.
Okay, good. Because you got to have...
Here would move it along.
You got to have the Hylian Shield and the Master Sword.
That those will both come with him. Yeah, there's a picture at the end here that shows. But like this one...
The Hang Glider. That's actually glider. Cool.
That's
pretty cool.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude.
You can take him halfway apart, make him look like he's
coming into coming
through the floor.
Damn!
Got a sword fused with a rock.
I don't think it's a sword; it's just a rock on a stick. But so,
well, no. In the game, you can actually like fuse crap onto your swords and like different spears and weapons and shit.
Yeah, the game's.
But yeah, it might just be a stick, but it looks like a sword.
I kind of want it, but that's expensive.
It is pricey.
6-inch-ish is...
Yeah, around there, yeah. Well, there's all the accessories that come with this version. Two different shields. And
spare arm, look at that.
Yep. I think it looks great.
It does look good.
It looks very poseable.
I have the Skyward Sword.
Ooh, version, look at that.
And he's beautiful. Yeah, look at the...
Damn. Where do you get it from? Can you get it now?
You can pre-order it from Big Bad right now.
Shit. Shit balls.
Shit all the balls. Yeah, he's beautiful. Look at his little hair tie and his little.
They're gonna make other ones?
I've seen a Ganon prototype, so I would say yes. And that Ganon is gonna be goddamn beautiful. Look at that, it's just wonderful. Different angles. I had to take every picture.
Yeah, here's all the same pictures we've seen with a different background.
Just a different background. I had to, it's fucking beautiful. And I knew Steve would like it. Yep.
Quiver's awful low.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's where it hangs.
It's going to stink like toots.
I got shot with a stank arrow.
He's running.
Wow, I really like the poses.
I got an arrow wound and an infection from the fecal matter on that arrow.
Yep. Different face plates. See, this is... Oh, look at all that shit.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I don't like it.
Yep, so $80 for the other version, the not deluxe version.
And here's all the same pictures from before, just missing some accessories.
Yes. Well, and there's the right there. You get a couple face plates and, you know, a sword, a shield, and hands and this cape thing. Cool. Which to me is like enough because I don't see myself doing a fuck ton of like poses and all that and doing like the rocket thing or whatever, but it would be cool to do that. So we'll see what happens. Music Maniacs.
Going out for
Garland Toys. We got an Ozzy figure coming out.
Horrible.
For $26. Looks to be rather older Ozzy. Not quite old Ozzy, but...
he's got a cane and he's got a clockwork orange hat.
Yep. And he's got bat wings.
Oh, of course he does.
Because when he chewed on the bat, he mutated into I got nothing. Anyway, he looks stupid.
Who's making this shit?
This is McFarlane. He looks okay. I mean,
it's limited edition, only 7,500 pieces.
It's definitely a $25 figure. So then we have also Alice Cooper 6-inch figure. It's a good likeness.
Same mic, same stand. Probably the same legs. Probably the same buck with a different head.
Yeah.
Cool hat.
He's got a snake.
He does have a snake.
I think Alice Cooper's cooler than Ozzy.
Do you? I think he's probably more talented. Ozzy never wrote a song. He never wrote a lyric.
But he sang them all poorly.
Right, exactly. And they had to beg him to do that. But somehow, he owns everything.
Alice Cooper was in Wayne's World. It's
That's
awesome.
True. Mealy Wake.
Mealy Wake.
What's this?
What is that?
Like, that's my fan.
That was all the toy stuff I brought. I'm sure there was plenty more, but let's move on to the reason why we started late today.
Actually, you know what? We have a top 10 for that of why we started late today.
Okay.
And we got some contributions from the listeners. So let's get started here. So the top 10 reasons that Steven was late this morning. I did advise everybody on Facebook Live that you were going to be late. I didn't tell you them why. So this is my, this is a few of mine. His dog was playing fetch with his morning wood. He woke up his daughters to body shame them. He was introducing Porker to a new girl because he's too good for Katie. He was reviewing Claire's dance recital footage from last night and critiquing her. He was wearing, he was white glove inspecting the kitchen after Courtney cleaned it. And let's see what the listeners had to say. So, Trevor Williams said Courtney slept in and Steve refuses to make his own coffee. Curtis Ackerman, Steven is running late because Cody wouldn't sit on the handlebars of his motorcycle, so he had to go back and get the van. Jesse Arnold, Steven is late because he was trying to do something to save time and it backfired and made a lot more work. Hypothetical example, moving a rack full of painted heads and dropping them instead of packing them up and putting them back on the rack. Which that's a shout out to
my Saturday morning from MesquiteCon. Yes.
Maverick says Steve couldn't find a toilet round enough for his fat ass, so now he's got to find an American Girl doll store to drop a log.
That's a
trick. There are no logs when you're on metformin.
I threw mine away. I'm back to solid.
Steve Obeg said he had an impure thought about Courtney and had to go to confession. He had an impure thought about the dog and had to go behind a tree for a minute. Steve-O, I love that gay. Ernest Vega. Steve got his finger caught in a Pringles can during breakfast.
That's just mean.
His finger.
And then just my wife, oh, my wife sent an attachment. That's not.
I think my fingers are looking slender.
Anthony Houseel, he was
not yet.
He was trying to recreate his.
But I'm not with him every day, so.
Anthony Houseel, he was trying to recreate his favorite wrestler's finishing move, the Stone Cold Stunner, and when he landed on his ass, he gave himself a concussion because that's where his brain has been as of late.
Oh, shit.
And last but not least, Mike Smith. I envision that he ordered a new hot toy, but his mom's credit card got declined, so he had to run to Meijer to get a money order to pay down mom's card. That's going way back into the bowels of my wife is going to kill me history. So, yeah, thank you guys for participating in that. So,
I'm still hovering at 127. How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. So, yeah.
They're all wrong, though.
They're all wrong, though.
I'm tracking right with you, buddy.
Nice. Maybe our maybe it's like our menstruation. Maybe our monitors are syncing up.
Right, they sync. Yep. Yep. Maybe I need to get one of those things.
Yeah, so I just I had a breakdown this morning with my Jeep, with my van. That's why I was late. Just
what broke?
Well,
its ability.
And I just was driving and it just quit. And I coasted,
at the end of my driveway.
I coasted to Cody's house. We had to push it a little bit. Cody's driveway, the crushed asphalt that you see there in the lower left corner of the...
So this is you pulling, coasting in?
That's me. No, that's me stopped, and talking to Cody. Be like, van just quit. We need to push it.
I just sent you a couple of photos of Steven repairing it this morning.
Yep.
in the Facebook Messenger. So you got out, diagnosed the issue, and because you're a man's man, right?
The example.
So
we fixed it ourselves.
You fixed it right there in the driveway.
Yep. So we pushed this into my yard, took my car to Steve's house to get a few tools. Here we are getting those tools.
That's the tool there is holding the gas can. So. What did you do to piss off Courtney to where you always drive the van now? How come you never get to drive your Jeep anymore?
Well, every time she drives the van, she has a complaint. She hears a noise. She tells me there's a light on. She does, she's just, the van's old. Okay.
The van you bought it from a pretty shady dealership.
I bought
too.
It from a shady car salesman.
Like, you can't trust those Mexicans
in Holland. and or Zealand or wherever the hell it is, and it's got over 200,000 miles on it. You know,
does it really?
Yeah, the thing's badass. Has shitty tires on it. I don't want to replace them. It's old. It just keeps starting every day though.
Just run right. It till it's dead.
And then sometimes it stops for unknown reasons. So,
but luckily you got the tools to fix it.
And I just, you know, every time it would be like, oh, this doesn't work. There's a squeak. There's a noise. There's a this. There's a that. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have any problems when I drive it. So I'm like, here, just take the Jeep. And since now Courtney has a new job and she's not a traveling social worker and she's only in one spot, the Jeep drives to work and stays parked. She used to drive around all day. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, why would I? And I drive around all day now because I drive back and forth to different places at work. I go to, you know, I have a shop. I have two offices, two different locations. I'm going back and forth all the time. So I'm putting more miles on vehicles. So I would rather put miles on the shitty van than the Jeep. So there we go.
There you go.
Ran out of gas.
Ran out of gas.
Ran out of gas.
Whose fault was that?
Oh, that was my fault. I thought I could make it. I mean, the gas station is right up the road. I thought I could make it to the gas station.
So, you know that tiny little gas can that we just saw?
Yeah. 2 gallons. It's a 2-gallon gas can.
Yeah, he didn't add any more to it. We're still on that.
I mean, the van gets 17 miles an hour. I should be able to theoretically go.
Yeah,
miles 34 miles, and Travis is not 34 miles from my house. We're good.
The example.
Yep.
All right. What's next? Toy drama?
Do we have any?
I got a little bit.
You got some toy drama, huh?
So it's not.
Wait, I think.
You got something?
Yeah, I think so. 1 second.
Okay.
Ooh, Cody. All right,
this is exciting. Don't know what's going on here. This is new to me.
Oh.
Oh, just
So Curtis Ackerman.
Yeah.
Has a custom that he wanted to show.
Okay.
Let me pull it up 1 second.
Curtis Ackerman. This is the Curtis Ackerman custom showing show.
Well, yeah. Hold on, don't show it till he super chats.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make sure he's here, I guess.
No, he is here. He messaged me and said that he sent something to you.
Yeah, it's called Lord Bushati Midlife Crisis.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, I don't know where the other half of Steve is, but.
Wow, where'd you get that motorcycle? That's pretty sweet.
That is a pretty sweet motorcycle.
I want
it. Your bike is sweet. You got a nice looking bike, Steve.
I don't know if we've updated the fans on that. I don't even know if they know I actually pulled the trigger.
I didn't.
Look at this one.
What does that say?
Wolf King Customs.
That's good stuff. Yeah, man. I'm a motorcycle list.
Pretty cool.
Well, good for you, buddy.
I sent you a picture, Cody.
Of.
I didn't get it. Oh, yeah, I go.
Yeah. Part of my midlife crisis.
No.
And then I sent you a meme as well.
Oh, where'd you get that from? My wife?
Mm-mm. Curtis, I believe.
Oh, Curtis. Yeah, that makes sense.
I just sent you one more, too, Cody.
Here's a. I sent you.
Steve finally answered the age-old question. Yes, motorcycles can feel pain.
When was this?
This was last weekend.
Super chat.
Curtis even tried to get his copycat tattoo.
Nice.
Mm.
I'm going to get a Cody Cat tattoo, not a copycat tattoo. Right on my tuchus.
Right on my helmet.
Right.
Yeah, so
that's gotta hurt like hell.
He even got an Indian motorcycle.
There is a
isn't
tattoo
it?
On there.
Oh, there it is. Yes. No shit.
Look at that.
That's hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. You guys are nuts, man.
I wonder where Curtis got that motorcycle.
I don't know, but it's badass. It's an old run. It's an old like it's an Indian, I think. I mean, I can't
read
if that's
it. Says,
it says Indian, yeah.
Damn diabetes, I can't see.
Yeah. He beat bad eyesight, too. That's why he was getting dizzy driving the other day. He couldn't see where he was going. Right. Threw my glasses away. Fuck you, optometrist.
You can just go with the...
There's the beauty. Look at that.
You definitely got to black those pipes, though, Steve.
In good time. I
this is real? You bought this?
Yeah. That's actually his motorcycle.
You saw me on a motorcycle. Where do you think the motorcycle
You're taking
came?
This joke a little too far.
He was really having a midlife crisis.
What?
Well, I figure I'm going to either lose a leg from diabetes or riding a motorcycle.
But you beat diabetes. How are you going to beat amputation?
This is before. This is before I beat diabetes. I thought things were grim.
Why couldn't you just get your nose pierced like a normal fucking midlife crisis guy?
Right.
Dang. That looks cool.
It's a pretty cool motorcycle, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
How many miles you put on it since you got it?
Oh, not many, because we've only had like one nice day since I bought it. And that was that day.
Look at this shadow of Steve's fucking meats. I mean, look at how big his fucking arm is, even in the shadow.
Beautiful.
Not That's nice. A nice looking ride, man.
All right, so moving on to toy drama.
Do you want to go over any of these, Jeremy?
Just that second picture is fine. Like, so I haven't watched all. I started to watch X-Men 97, but
I ain't farting on no snare drum.
I made it through like one episode. So everybody else is talking about this.
Who is that?
That's Gambit.
Yeah, Gambit.
He's got a crop top, right?
Yeah.
97, right?
Is that what a crop top is? Crop top is?
Well, yes. It's a okay. Half shirt is what yeah. we would call
half
it.
Half shirt, crop top. So there's this guy who made a post, and it said, and you can go to the next picture, and it'll give you an example of people with crop tops. This says, people mad that Gambit wore a crop top in the X-Men 97? Are you forgetting the series takes place in the 90s? For some reason, guys wanted to wear crop tops back then. Using an example, of course, of Johnny Depp from like 1984. But,
Airheads is early 90s, right?
Sure. And
Will
and
Smith.
Of course, Will Smith. Right. Early 90s.
But he fucking smacks bitches
now. But
this
is 97, right?
God, I don't even remember him being popular in the early 90s.
So I do remember, like, I had one dude in high school who was our friend, and we mocked him relentlessly, especially in 97, because he's wearing a fucking crop top, and that was an 80s hairband thing to do, not a fucking 90s cool guy thing to do. So I make the comment on this post, yeah, by 97, crop tops were out. I did have a buddy who still wore them, though. He got made fun of relentlessly.
Real quick. Curtis, did you buy that motorcycle off from eBay specifically to make fun of Steven? Because that would make my fucking day.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
I'm sorry. So you posted a comment and said made fun of crop toppers in 97.
That's awesome.
And now I'm starting to wonder, was I wrong? Were crop tops still popular? Because they sure were
no,
not
in 97.
Crop tops were not popular in my time of popularity.
That's what I thought. Now, some people are like Nicholas Bond here says, yes, but Gambit, ever the man with extreme tastes who rocked a hot pink breastplate, didn't get much flack for it then. Gambit wearing a crop top even after the fashion was out would be 100% his style. All right, fair, whatever.
And the crop top, if you want a crop top, it better be mesh.
But now you know what I mean? Matthew Bell says, every football player in my high school is wearing crop tops as the unofficial off-field uniform. It didn't fall out till wrestlers and WWF switched to sleeveless shirts from crops around 1999.
No,
I don't believe you.
Jock was still running with it in 97, 98.
They wore crop tops because they had something underneath their pads. And to help stay cool. Your pads are all up here. They wore those crop tops to protect the pads from rubbing against their bare skin, and they had a jersey. Like, that's not a...
No.
They weren't wearing that down. They're no. We're not fucking Tweeter from Varsity Blues.
Nope.
I don't want your life.
Dude, by 97, we were into the grunge phase. We were almost out of the grunge.
Yeah, it was like
exactly,
Jenko
right.
jeans and
oh,
like...
Dude, I could drop a fucking laptop in my fucking ruse back in the
Everything
day.
Everything was huge at that point. It was just super baggy stuff that was popular. Now, if you weren't into the trends or whatever, then
we're not all Marky Mark or his Funky Bunch.
Yeah, and even the like the quote unquote preppy type people, they weren't wearing crop tops.
No one wore crop tops.
Crop top was crop tops. In again, when I say in my time of popularity, I don't mean when I was popular. From what I remember, crop tops were never a popular. They were never a thing in my recollection. Crop tops were worn by athletes for specific reasons. You know, practice shirts and that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
I'm 5 years older than Pete, and I never have worn a crop top.
Ever. No.
And I used to be thin, so don't say it was because I was fat.
Normal shirts look like.
So a regular 3X is a crop top.
I wear more of a crop top now that I'm overweight than I ever did when I was young. But my brother, who is 8 years older than me, there are pictures of him
crop topping it
with a half shirt. Right. Yes, but that puts him at like 87, right. 1987 ish. Or
well, and Jeremy made the hairband reference too, and that's true. That was a thing.
To me, that was an 80s hairband thing. So, you get people making comments.
Ernest Vega, we're still talking about crop tops. Yes, as a matter of fact, yeah, we are.
This is important.
Super chat.
I bought a 1/12 off Amazon that was too small, so I had to get a 1/10 scale one on eBay with expedited shipping to get it done for today's show. Dude, Curtis, if I had your money, I'd burn mine.
Good job, Curtis.
Yeah, that was super cool.
Funny.
So, yeah, anyway, I don't have to go into all these, but it actually got personal. People are, like, ripping on me because I've made this comment, like, you are so fucking wrong. One guy said, sounds like he deserved better friends.
I remember making fun of half shirts.
Yeah, I mean,
my high school era was 93 to 97. That's right in the meat of all of this.
Yeah, mine was 99 to 02. And if one of my buddies showed up to school in a crop top, I would have been all over that shit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I would have been all over that shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I got a diabetes, Pete.
Diabetes. Yeah, so I just figured. Yeah, it went off. People that got personal with me, like, you are fucking wrong. That was so popular and still is. And shotgun. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. But
I just looked it up. It said 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s. Yeah. Yeah. So if people were wearing them past that, and I said, well, not in the armpit of Michigan where I live, man. Nobody wore them shits. But people got fucking personal with me about it. So I just wondered if I was the weirdo here.
You know, you say the armpit of Michigan, but there was an awful lot of people at MuskegonCon that are kind of impressed with this area. They'd say, this is really cool. This place is, you know.
Oh yeah. But like I mean,
downtown and everything.
You know, I'm basing it on where I grew up.
Well, I know.
This version of Muskegon is not the Muskegon I grew up in.
Especially in the summer. I mean, this place is awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, did you see? No, that's fine. I'm just going to
continue.
No. Okay. I don't want people to get upset with me, so.
What people are you worried about getting upset?
The people that were gross. There were gross people at the con.
Well,
there were people walking around that were gross.
Of course, there's always gross people at cons.
They don't wash, and they don't, like, and they're, and, you know, I understand that some people have, like, teeth things, issues or whatever, but, like, some people, you can just tell that they just didn't care enough to,
of course.
Teeth are a big thing for me, and like, no, judge. I'm judging. I did it. Just rip me apart. Rip me apart like the crop top people.
How did we get from crop top to smelly congoers and teeth?
Because I was talking about the armpit of Michigan, and
oh,
he said, yeah, anyway, yeah. He said people were impressed by.
Simply said, I got a lot of compliments from people who traveled,
yeah,
saying how nice our downtown is, and people who saw it did our not beach used to be. Things like that.
Cool.
Anyway.
Angie wants to know if you guys have worn your socks yet. No, we need to get a picture with us doing the socks.
My wife was like, you need to put one on your dick and send it to the guys. I was like, I absolutely do.
Put it on all our dicks and have okay.
Red Hot Chili Pepper style.
Our dicks could never get close enough to each other to get
that is true.
To work because they're not long
We
enough.
Might be able to do nipples or something.
Our bellies would touch.
Yeah.
Then let's do we'd be like,
stuff it in our belly button.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Travis can't play then.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he doesn't wear crop tops. Because he's embarrassed by his lack of belly button.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
What now? Where are we at?
What is that?
Thanks, UPS guy.
Bam! Is that Mario? You got something?
I do. I got some stuff.
Show it.
All right.
We don't ever get to see you show stuff.
Yeah. So I got a couple things. I showed this awesome cape from Darla Ackerman, which is super cool. And that was
yeah. She does a really great job on these capes.
She really does. So,
I really have nice. One on one of my figures. I don't remember which one.
I got a new style.
Glossy.
Of D20 die.
Ooh.
But this is a D20.
It's a spinner?
It's a spinner. Spin that motherfucker, Jeremy.
So how do you, can I spin it on this?
Try not, why not?
All right. Oh, it makes a cool
so
noise.
So how do you know what you spun?
Whatever it lands on. So once it's done spinning.
That was a good one.
That spins for
days.
That's
going to go forever.
Whoa. That is incredibly well balanced.
That thing is going like freaking amazing. It's never going to quit. It's a chain reaction.
That's amazing.
Well,
it triples our game length.
Which is crazy because we already play for 8 hours. Yeah. So, and then when it comes to a rest.
On the bottom or the top?
Oh, right.
See,
at the bottom,
the bottom there.
So it'd be a one.
It'd be a one. So you just been an amazing spin and rolled a critical fail. So, yep. So got that down the down in the old Tennessee.
Spin it again.
And this, so these are some metal. It's a metal polyhedral set, seven dice. So this is the D20. And you can see it's got kind of like rune style numbers on it.
Okay.
And it's super cool.
Front and back of this one. Pretty cool. All right. We'll get rune style.
And a little pack of die. These little guys.
You got little fellers.
But you just got to do a little damage.
Just a little bit of damage.
I just want to do a little bit.
Hey, guys, I'm going to do a little bit of damage.
Those are fun. So, yeah.
Look at that. I want to eat these like candy.
Yeah, don't eat those, please. So, so I actually got an amazing custom from Maverick. At this point, he's given it to me because I haven't PayPal'd him yet. So I didn't buy it from him yet. So I just own it. So, and I probably should do that. So this is very cool. I'm going to try to get that on the thing there. So has the Alithia logo painted on his back as well, which is super cool. But yeah, so great job, Maverick. That was one that he had that I actually had wanted long before MesquiteCon. And MesquiteCon was one where we just were able to hook up and I was able to get it. So
what was that?
And last but not least, I was able to get my hands on a Frank Lira custom. And absolutely amazed. Like I said, I talked about his talent earlier. And so, this amazing skeleton warrior that he did that now I own.
Wow.
And super proud to have that in my collection. So, full skeleton torso, big badass shield, just an amazing figure. And I'm so thankful for Frank that he hooked me up. So,
let me see.
Did a fucking absolutely amazing job.
Badass.
Yep. He crushed it. So, a couple of great customs, Maverick and Frank. And then some dice.
Who knew? Some talented folks.
Talented folks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've seen that torso before.
I couldn't say that I had either.
It's a Wolf King head, but I don't know where the torso comes from. It's pretty cool.
I dig.
Yeah.
Good job, Frank.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't have any toys, but in Pete fashion, I thought, you know, I wasn't really going to talk about my motorcycle, but till now, because I just wanted to show off these sweet motorcycle gloves I got now. See? The, like, knuckle things.
Them's his jack-off gloves. Grab my dick.
Pretty badass.
Let me see.
What? Grab your dick?
Yeah, grab my dick.
So how's that feel like?
Wow.
Yeah, just want everybody to know I'm
smooth.
I'm buying my gear. I'm taking, you know, safety. Kind of looks like the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah. You should actually, like, glue some stones on there.
Yeah, so I didn't get anything Sparkle. Really toy-related.
Can't fit on your hands.
They look,
that's
a little tight.
Wait, don't these? They're perfect.
You got a helmet too?
Yeah.
You are you wearing it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah.
So
oh no, I'm wearing that shit.
Save that brand.
Too much up here that I gotta keep going on. No, I got I didn't really get anything from a ski con except I did buy one figure, Mythic Lead, the new what's his name? The Blue Hagnon and the other guy. Can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. But we've already looked at it on this show. Oh, it's right here. This guy.
Oh.
I picked this up. So, yeah, we've already talked about him on the show, so I really don't have anything. Great show, but I owe Travis money, so I didn't buy anything.
Fair.
There was a lot of stuff that I saw. I didn't get a chance to do much shopping at all. There was quite a few things I wanted, but...
Oh, there was great stuff there.
I can show you my MesquiteCon finds.
Woo, so, look at those!
Found those in the dumpster out back.
Ta-da! Vintage, probably 89.
Dog toys.
Dog toys. Mario and Luigi. These were definitely at like Michigan's Adventure and shit like that. They were carnival figures as far as I knew anyway. So I got them both for $10. That's pretty cool.
$10 each?
No, together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, five each. So very nice.
And that's
guy.
The kind of vendor that wants to do a 2-day show. And I go, yeah, uh-huh.
He's got a wiener.
He's got a wiener.
A wiener. All right. Also... And I haven't tried it out, and I don't know if I'm gonna. We'll see.
Ooh,
one six shooter says you don't need a helmet because he bets you could beat brain damage in less than a week.
That's good.
RoboCop.
Yep, this is the Ed 209 from. It might have had a different name in the cartoon, but it's the Ed 209. Cody Brown had it for a pretty good price. He hooked me up. I absolutely love these fucking things, so I had to get this guy, and he does. He, like, gave me some caps, too.
What?
I just don't know if, like, if he works or not.
Try it.
So, it's taped shut really hard.
They're paper caps.
Paper caps.
Those are always weird. I always like the circle ones that are in the plastic.
Yeah, well, like the one that Thunder Punch He-Man had. They smell good, too.
These, I think, smell good as well.
I don't.
We, while you're doing that, speaking of things, UBS guy and in toy news, you guys remember I was kind of bummed out. The 9-to-5 Warriors, all the different little desk item Warriors that were in Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough interest, so they got canceled.
Yeah.
So what I did last year is I actually created just a little toy account. So like on my Big Bad Toy Store, it's my toy card that's locked in there. And I haven't bought anything because I haven't bought any of the Turtles recently. So there was no money in my toy account. All of a sudden I get an email last week from Big Bad Toy Store saying that my order has been canceled due to non-payment. Well, yeah, there's no money there because I didn't have anything on order. And it was those 9-to-5 Warriors. So apparently they actually did go into production and I didn't realize it. So now I got to throw some money over there and get my 9-to-5 Warriors coming.
Yeah, buddy. So, that's what I'm talking about.
Super excited.
That's the stupidest thing.
They're cool. Yeah. Okay, so I'm opening them up. I'm not sure how these actually fit in there. I don't know if they just go here.
So it'll be interesting, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll see if it works. So, and then we got like the little.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that works. I saw a flame.
That was cool.
Do it again.
It shot the whole thing out. I think maybe I'm supposed to put it in through. I don't know. But that was awesome.
That sparked like a motherfucker.
It works.
It's alive.
Toys were so cool back in the day.
Yeah. Wowee.
I do love that smell.
It does smell good, doesn't it?
Okay, Heidi's going to be pissed.
Oh, right. They're smoking cigars. No, we're playing with RoboCop. Hey, I'm not sure where it's supposed to sit. But we can try again.
Just be cool. So if it would self-feed, but...
Yeah, you think it would.
Just bam, bam.
It probably does. I'm just putting it in wrong or something. But we're going to try one more time. One more time, I said.
Misfire.
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 Now it's falling apart. I broke it.
Shoot the son of a bitch.
Shoot. Room shot.
Can you fly, Bobby? All right, we're going to try it one more time. All right, you settle down,
it's
fella.
Johnny, isn't it? Can you fly? Do you fly, Johnny? No.
Oh,
oh, I did it.
Man.
It did. It did pop a little bit, but it didn't shoot off in the sky like the first one, which was not supposed to happen.
The first
so.
Time was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that was amazing. But anyway, there you go.
Well, do you have to rip it off though, and get like a new?
I think it's supposed to just feed.
You probably have to. The roll probably goes inside there, and then it probably feeds up through the top as they pop.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Yeah,
would be my guess. I learned that at hydrant school.
Jesus. I don't know. Looks kind of. It's kind of funky. If you can figure it out, yeah, go for it.
Tear it up. Tear it up.
Okay, and what else did Jeremy get, you wonder?
Oh.
I'll go quickly through the amazing ones. I got a Waluigi.
What?
He's little and cool. He's fun. There's
it's just an immovable little guy.
Oh, no, he's totally posable.
Totally posable. We're talking, what, 38 points or what? 30 POA? That's sweet.
Yeah. That's hot.
This is a Muskegon find?
No, I got him from the store.
Oh, that's current?
Yes.
Let me see that stupid
thing. Oh, wait, you know what? I did get another Muskegon thing.
Oh, it is a little
Dusty
bit...
hooked me up with the Stratos Legions figure. I did not bring that, though. But I did get this from Malcolm. Which is a Garbage Pail Kids retail ice cream trailer with Ice Cream Sandy on it. Did you figure it out?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. This is great, Malcolm, but... Pete figured out the Ed 209. Okay, and until he really figures it out, there it is again. Isn't that great?
Nice.
He knows me.
I like it.
People know me. I love it. Oh yeah, somebody got mad at me.
Mad at you?
Yeah. I can make people mad. So
what do you got now?
I went to a booth.
Oh, I think I've seen these.
And I haven't even taken them out yet.
Let me help you out here.
Thanks, fella.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely... My God.
Boom.
We're dealing with...
McNugget buddies. But they're the Halloween ones.
Thanks. So these were McDonald's toys?
Yes. They're McNuggets.
From olden times?
From olden times. I went to a booth. The same guy, I think, that had the Mario and Luigi. And he had these sitting there, and he gave me a good deal on them, and I grabbed them, and as soon as I picked them up, I heard a lady right behind me go, "Oh, damn it! I knew somebody was going to grab them, but not, like, right before us." And she's like, "Oh, that sucks. I wanted those so bad." And I'm just going, "I don't even really care if I have these or not."
You should have jacked up the price and offered them to her.
Sell them to you for 20 each.
I don't believe you.
So there you go.
They're fine. How much did you pay, did you say?
It was like $10 for all three. Not bad. No. They were at four apiece, so.
The advancer isn't working.
Okay.
So, but I believe this is that it actually feeds through the hole. And then it pop, pop, pop goes up.
Okay. Oh. Well, sweet. Somehow I'll never fix that. It'll just sit like this in my freaking shelf. So there you go. McNugget Buddies. Woo! Oh, the McNugget Buddies commercials? That might be my favorite Halloween commercial, Jesse. So. And then I got a bunch of He-Man stuff. New Orko.
New Orko? That's actually pretty neat.
He comes with New Gwildor.
New Gwildor.
Dang. Ta-da. Those are from the Revolution series.
So these are, yeah, the, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
New versions.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. They were kind of a highlight of the Revolution series. So seeing them in action figure form like this is wonderful. I know Pete is super excited.
Pete loves it.
Hey, I think the accessories with Orko is super cool, and I like the color scheme. I don't know if that's like something that pisses people off because that's not what Orko looks like. But
well, he has a reason to look like that.
Yeah, they changed him during the show. So.
I really like this.
Yeah, I think they're really, really well done. In going with the movie theme, she's at the bottom. Oh, and the cosmic key stuck between her legs. There it goes. Fell out.
What is it? Is this movie?
This is Masterverse movie Evil-Lyn.
87 movie Evil-Lyn.
Yep.
Meg Foster.
Yeah, inspired. I was going to say, it's not quite perfect, but this thing spins slow, don't it? The battery's low, or is it just spinning
There's
slow?
Two settings.
Is there? Let's find the faster one. Yeah, that's a little better.
Faster
there. Spin that. Spin that wheel!
That's interesting. It's kind of cool. It's a figure.
That's worse than the stuffed Mario.
I think she's great.
This is the Ellen DeGeneres source. Yeah.
We have never had a version of her yet, so it's nice to finally get her.
The thing is, you got her standing like a dude. That hurts. Girls don't stand with their knees turned out like that. Guys do. They stand with their knees turned in a little bit.
Trying to protect their innocence?
And they're just, it's very feminine. You gotta...
Like Enya. Hey,
oh, I return to anything.
It looks enough like Meg Foster.
Yeah, I think it's much better than their representation of He-Man that they've released in Masterverse, the movie version. I also got King Keldor. That is not the sword he comes with. That actually came with the Orko and Gwildor 2-pack. But he just looks good with it, so I threw it on him.
You picked these up from Big Bad?
Yeah. Yep. So yeah,
can you
Keldor.
Scroll up on the comments? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a
scroll.
Pretty cool
I
figure.
Down.
I didn't even know these were actually out. You know, like I didn't know that Ooh. They were.
You do, Ernest? Yeah, hit me up, buddy. He's got pieces for those McNugget buddies that I was missing. Here's the regular Keldor face, and then of course the one he's wearing, he's got the crown on him. So pretty cool. He's a really good figure. I love that character in the show. Shatner did a wonderful job. So
Shatner was amazing.
There you go. Nope, saving him for last.
Burp.
Oh, he fell.
One of the rock.
Yep.
Ooh, rock-tober. I want to play with this.
Rock on.
Rock on, huh?
Rock on.
Elvis.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. What's that funny little thing you
That's
do with your legs there?
Po too. Steve does a Elvis impersonation. So yeah, there you go. He looks pretty much like the old one. He is kind of short, I guess, compared to the other figures, unless you like measure him all the way up to the top of his Rocky nugget. But,
yeah, but he's got like
you always
got
to measure the tip of the Rocky Nugget.
Yes, you have to measure.
He
all
actually
the tip.
Has articulation.
Uh huh.
It's
but he looks like shit as a rock, doesn't he?
I don't know. I haven't put him in the rock yet.
Oh, we're putting him in the wall yep. rock right
we
now.
Let Steve break him.
Why does this gun pop off?
Yeah, comes out
because it looks like it's in there pretty hard.
Yeah. Also, I haven't opened my Eternia yet, but I did open the Moat Monster, Modi. So there he is.
Is his name Modi?
It's not officially, but oh. That's what people are calling him. They might as well at this point just call him Modi. And of course,
that's fun. That's
got
a fun little sculpt, and
I got him and also King Grayskull in Origins,
who is obviously black there.
Yeah, he looks like
it. He's been black.
Yep.
For a little while.
New version of him is so, and he's a wonderful figure. He's great, and I love the blue sword. I'm a simple man. You give me a blue sword, and I'm just happy all around.
Why?
I don't know. Blue sword is cool. It's probably because, like, in the vintage line, they had these, like, weapons packs, and they were just recolorings of weapons, and I love the blue sword. Who does it go to? I couldn't give it to anybody because it wasn't official. It made me fucking nuts. But there, now we know.
Now you know.
In the future, it was going to be King Grayskull.
And knowing is half the battle.
And the last one... arguably, ooh, maybe the most fun out of all of them.
Better than rock.
Oh, we do have rock version. That's pretty cool.
That works.
That works.
Sort of.
Ish.
Ish.
Not as simple as the vintage one, but... and then... I don't even know if I can get him to stand. Okay.
Look at that. He looks huge.
I can get behind Snoutspout.
This... This is a giant figure.
Why is he so tall?
I don't know. Fully, well pretty fully articulated.
That's a pretty cool snout.
Oops. Pretty sweet. Came with that's a little backpack. And he does have, he has like the, so his eyes kind of glow if you put him like up to a light. It's got the thing on the top of his head. Yeah. Like a lot of the old 80s and 90s figures would do to give it the
So what line is this one from?
This is Masterverse.
Okay.
Pete's going to get one.
No, I just, that when you buy, you've got 9 different lines of He-Man that you're buying, and none of them match or make any sense.
It gets fucking confusing, yeah. Right. Yeah.
But yes, it is cool.
Yep. Well, actually, it's not Master, it's New Eternia.
Okay.
So, yeah. There you go. That's all I have.
This is the coolest snout I've ever seen on a snout spout, though.
He might be my favorite snout spout.
Have they done snout spout in the big giant Mondo version yet?
No.
Because I'd put that in my office.
Right? He's such a ridiculous character, but like, then they do cool stuff for him, and you're like, oh, shit.
I think he's cool. I've always thought... I mean, I don't think he's that ridiculous. I mean, he's pretty ridiculous. I mean, all firemen are kind of ridiculous.
It's true.
Oops. Just dropping shit all over here. So that's all I done brought, fellas.
Well, good. You got some toys on the show.
Finally, I can put them on my boxes that sit next to my shelves. So I'll get new figures and I won't put them up because I'll just put them in a box ready for this show to show them off. And that's about a month and a half, 2 months of figures coming in. Okay.
All right. Well, that's about it.
That's it.
That's a show, huh?
That's a show. Ooh, that's cool.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Street Fighter 2 figures.
Jeremy missed this, dude.
I don't know. I'm only one guy.
Those are pretty cool.
I'm only one man.
Street Fighter pre-orders.
Street Fighters.
Oh, I like that figure.
Oh, those look really good.
What's his name?
That's
M. Bison.
It depends on what country you live in, but he's M. Bison in America. I think he's Vega in Japan.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Vega?
Or no, you know what? Vega is a
character.
No, he's Vega in Japan. Balrog, the boxer, is actually M. Bison, like Mike Tyson, M. Bison. But yeah. Oh, wow. Is he actually like...
That's Kama Sutra.
Is he stretchy?
Dalsim!
Yeah.
That looks
Tiger!
Cool. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do Tiger.
He doesn't?
No, that's the other guy.
Who?
But, I can picture him. The guy with the eye patch.
Oh, you're right.
Shit.
That guy.
I don't think it's shit.
That's Dalsim. He does fire.
Fire. Yoga fire.
Yoga fire. Yoga flame. Yoga
flame.
Yeah.
Tiger uppercut is Sagat or
Sagat.
Sagat.
Yes.
Yes. Bob Sagat.
Tiger. Uppercut. I love that game.
It's so good. It was like, it was fantastic when Street Fighter 2 when it first came out. So yeah. Mm-hmm. that's all we got, I think, right? Is yep. that it, fellas? Yes. All
right, wrapping up episode 312 of the Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast, sans Travis, who's out of the Indianapolis Comic Con, doing his thing, and yeah.
Not sure where the show's gonna go in the coming weeks. I will be headed to spring break.
I'll be around, but then we're within a couple weeks we're heading into Kane County and Tulip City.
Yep, we got things going on, so yeah. We will see.
I got a daughter graduating this year, so we got to organize some of that stuff. So it'll be a pretty busy spring.
See you in a couple months.
Yes. So, thanks to Cody, of course, for being here today for the YouTube live. Thank you to all the super chats, and by that I mean Curtis, I guess. And there were some other ones, but thank you all. We appreciate you. Thanks for participating in the top 10. Thank you to Steve for being a dum-dum and giving us some content. Congratulations to Lord Stephen, the Alpha, for beating diabetes. Wolford Brimley is proud of you.
Yeah.
Diabetes. Yeah.
Diabetes.
So, Jeremy, diabetes. You gotta respect the crop top. In 2024, him and Stephen Gambit, and guys in Pride parades.
Sometimes wear crop tops nowadays, but I never did in '97.
So for Stephen Machotti, Jeremy DeWitt, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.
Thank you.